Whether you're a truck driver or a fleet manager, it's probably safe to say it's been a long time, if ever, that you've thought about the technology behind truck steering systems. In fact, the last time something really big about truck steering systems happened was possibly back in the 1980s, when hydraulic power steering became commonplace. Well, now after decades, big rig steering is back in the spotlight. This time around, the talk involves what's called active steering, and that's leading some in trucking to wonder if the systems are going to take over driving rigs and what it means for truck safety. This is Eyes on the Road, presented by PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass and toll payment services. PrePass also provides informed visualization software for improving safety scores and lowering toll-related costs. I'm Evan Lockridge, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Recently, I came across a story that noted steering hasn't been considered a chore in trucking since manual steering went away. In case you've never experienced firsthand what's also known as Armstrong steering, it was the kind of system that forced drivers to put nearly their entire body into making some maneuvers, especially when it came to negotiating their rig into a loading dock. These days, some would argue trucks are now as easy to steer as a four-wheeler. Well, within the next few years, things could change even more with active steering. Joining me with details is freelance trucking journalist and broadcaster Jim Park. He's been writing about trucking for the past 20 years and is a commercial driver's license holder. Before his current career, he spent 2 decades as a truck driver in both the U.S. and Canada. You can currently see him in print for today's trucking and heavy-duty trucking magazines, as well as on their respective websites. He joins me from his studio in Ontario, Canada. Jim, it's good to have you here.
Good to be aboard again, Evan. Haven't talked to you for a long time.
Jim, please give us an overview of exactly what is active steering and what does such a system do?
Well, the long and short of it is active steering actually gets some steering input from the truck itself. Driver turns the wheel, and unbeknownst to the driver, there's a small, relatively small electric motor piggybacked onto the power steering box that actually provides a little bit of assistance to the driver's effort in turning the wheel.
And just how does an active steering system work?
Well, the system has got a bunch of sensors built into it that can, A, detect vehicle speed, which is really important. And one of the advantages of this active steering is that the steering can be modulated to be really, really easy at low speed when you're maneuvering, backing in, going around turns and what have you at low speed. So you can literally one finger the wheel as you're pulling it through a turn. And then when you get out on the highway at high speed, where you want a stiffer feeling to your steering, the input from the motor is less, so the steering feels more like you'd expect it to at high speed, a stiffer, more easy to center feeling to it. So it gives you kind of the best of both worlds.
Now, I understand you've had personal experiences with active steering systems in trucks over the past few years. Tell us a little bit about it, please.
Well, the first demonstration I had was at Mid-America back in, I think it was 2015. TRW had a system they called Reax at the time. They've since been acquired by ZF, I believe. But that system then, as a demonstrator, all we did was a bobtail around one of the parking lots at the truck show, and they had the system turned on and turned off so I could tell the difference between the pressure, or the torque as it's formerly known, that I required to put into the steering wheel in order to turn it. At low speed, it becomes really, really easy to turn when the system's on. And when the system's off, it feels just like you'd expect it to today. And then at higher speeds, when they dial the system back, it stiffens up. So they've taken that concept and applied it to a truck that is now capable to a greater or lesser degree of steering itself. And they're using this technology in some of these lane-keeping assist features that we're seeing on trucks. In fact, Daimler is the first one to actually come out with it. They released their new Cascadia with Detroit Assurance 5.0 in January. And part of that Detroit Assurance 5.0 package are 2 lane-keeping assist features that involve the active steering system.
Now, you mentioned just a moment ago that you experienced the Daimler system firsthand. Give us some more details of what that was like with their active steering system.
Well, this was interesting. I hadn't driven the system yet set up as an active steering assist package, only as I described the demonstration at Mid-America. The Daimler system, they've packaged it up into a steering assist technology where through a combination of radar and cameras, mostly cameras, I think, in the case of the steering system, they read the lanes. As you're going down the road, you're all familiar now with the lane departure warnings that you get if the truck, you know, slips a little bit right or left without the turn signal being on. You get an audible warning on that side of the truck to advise you that, hey, you're you know, slipping a little over to the edge of the white line there. Well, now this active steering package that Daimler has, they have two versions of it, or two stages, I guess. One is called lane keeping assist, and the other is called lane departure protection. The lane departure protection is something that is active all the time in the truck, even when the cruise control system is turned off. And what that will do, like the lane departure warning, as you get close to the line, it will actually steer the truck back into the lane, avoiding, obviously, crossing over that line in a drifting sort of maneuver. Again, if you have your turn signal on, the system ignores that drift and assumes that that's the way you want to go. But if your turn signal is not on, signaling to the system that you intend to make this lane change, it will push you back by actually pulling on the steering wheel from that little motor that's down on the steering box and maneuver you back into the lane. It'll work either way, right or left. But when the system's in cruise control mode, the system that they is active at that point is called lane keeping assist. And what that will do is actually read the lines on the road through those cameras and center the truck within the lane and allow you to basically take your hands off the wheel and let the truck steer itself straight down the center of the lane. There's various little protections built into the system right now where they basically give you a little slap on the wrist if you take your hands off the wheel for more than about 15 or 20 seconds. First, you get a little warning saying that you shouldn't be doing this, and then you get a more aggressive warning saying that you really, really shouldn't be doing this. And then at some point, the beeping just becomes really annoying and the screen turns red, and it's, the system hands the steering back to the driver. So you no longer have the lane keeping assist function active until you touch the wheel or wrest control of it back from the system.
So, Jim, allegedly, what is the benefit of these systems for drivers, including when it comes to safety? And do you personally see any downsides to this technology, such as over-reliance on technology?
Well, yeah, I think there are ups and downs, benefits and downsides to this. Certainly the benefit, I think, from a safety point of view, is it will probably eliminate or reduce the number of sideswipe collisions due to driver inattention. We all know that there's drivers who drift off to sleep at the wheel, truck starts to go right, eventually winds up out in the weeds. A system like this could effectively prevent or eliminate that from happening, which is obviously a good thing. On a less spectacular scale, of course, there's just the sideswipe collisions that truck drifts right or left, driver's not totally aware of what's going on, over they go and bump, something bad happens, and now you've got a collision to deal with. So that's the upside to this. The upside to the full lane keeping assist package, I'm not sure there's any direct advantage yet. The Daimler claims, and some of the other companies are claiming, that it's you'll be less tired and it's fatigue reducing and that sort of thing. Personally, I've never found steering tiring, so I'm not sure there will truly be a fatigue reducing component to a system like that. But certainly, it does a better job at keeping the truck centered in the lane than most drivers could over time, especially if you're in a crosswind situation or something like that. The system can really help you there. Downsides, I think lane-keeping assist is probably going to be a precursor to, some higher level of autonomy. It works. The truck maintains its space in the lane. There's times when it has some difficulty, like when the lanes are worn off the pavement or you're going through construction or what have you. But the system gives the driver plenty of warning to take control and, steer the truck properly. But again, it's designed and built so that the driver can't simply take his or her hands off the wheel and say, go for it. Let me know if you need me. That's built in. But the downside, I think, to this was going to be driver reliance on the system, like ABS and some of those clowns back in the early days that started driving crazy because they figured ABS would save them. I think there's a risk here that some drivers may become complacent and allow the truck to do or get used to the fact that the truck is capable of steering itself. And then when those moments arise where for one reason or another it can't or it doesn't or it won't, and if the driver is not on top of that, then there could be some problems. I think the downside, like I said, is if drivers become complacent and start forgetting about doing all those things that they're supposed to do as professional drivers to give road crews and various other things the leeway they need along the side of the road, it could be a problem. And again, there's always those moments where the system's going to lose their focus on the lines and then could drift and could get warnings. So you really got to stay on top of it, which I think could be a challenge if you're told on one hand that, hey, this system will do all this stuff for you. Oh, and by the way, you still have to stay in charge. So there's a little bit of a conflicting message there, but I'm sure drivers will figure out a way to get around it.
Now, Jim, I have to admit some of what you've been describing about active steering sounds like it's leading up to fully autonomous trucks where actual truck drivers would be needed little, if all. Is that where you think this technology is eventually going to take us?
As you referred to earlier in that that article that I wrote, we covered off some of this stuff, and I talked to various truck manufacturers for that story, and most of them said that they are planning some kind of active steering systems in their trucks in the 2020 model year, which will be sometime later this year, probably in the fall. We'll start seeing those come out. So Daimler was the first out the gate with it, but it appears to me that the rest of them are going to be following suit pretty quickly. I think it's going to be probably an option on some of the trucks, but on Daimler, it's going to be standard equipment on the Cascadia. When it comes to next steps and where this is going, well, clearly everybody's thinking in terms of safety now and limiting liability and what have you. So the more systems you can build into the truck to prevent minor and major accidents from occurring is going to be pretty appealing to a lot of fleets. The owner-operator and small fleet crowd, I'm not sure how wide the acceptance will be, but I can certainly see people interested in the technology. And of course, the long-term view of it is it's an enabler, if nothing else, for some form of level four autonomy, which is, you know, driver on board, but truck doing most of the heavy lifting. That technology exists now. There's trucks out there today, you know, as we speak, running around the country without the driver having much of an input into the process. They're in testing now. They're not obviously ready for market, but it shows you that the technology's there and it works and it's functional. And I think it's probably a precursor to some form of higher autonomy at some point, probably sooner than we think. Whether we'll ever see a truck that, you know, doesn't need a driver, can go from terminal to terminal without any driver input, I think that's still quite a ways off. But certainly it looks like we could have these level four autonomy vehicles on the road probably within about 5 years, I think.
That is Jim Park, freelance trucking journalist for today's Trucking and Heavy Duty Trucking magazines. He's also a former truck driver. Jim, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, man. Good talking to you. Hope we can do it again soon.
And by the way, you can keep up with Jim and his articles about trucking by logging on to either todaystrucking.com or truckinginfo.com. While you're online, you can check out the PrePass blog at prepass.com for articles and other interesting commentary about the world of trucking. Plus, you can send us email. Just address it to podcast@prepass.com. You can also hear previous editions of Eyes on the Road at prepass.com or subscribe to it there or through Apple iTunes Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Android, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and more. Don't forget you can also keep up with PrePass online through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This has been Eyes on the Road, presented by PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass and toll payment services. PrePass also provides informed visualization software for improving safety scores and lowering toll-related costs. I'm Evan Lockridge. Thank you for listening, and remember to keep your eyes on the road.